I have, per usual, a party in the studio, my favorite, and several guests in to talk about all the cool things that are happening this weekend, both here in town and then also up in Spring Gulch area. So could we just kind of go around the room? I've got two people with me from the Mount Sopris Nordic Council and two people with me from the Colorado Cattlemint Agricultural Land Trust Association, or Association of Agricultural Land Trust. I'm sure I messed that up.
That's all right. It's a hard one.
Good fun. So, Mike, can we start with you?
Sure. I'm Mike Shook. I'm the president of the Mount Sopris Nordic Council. The Mount Sopris Nordic Council was created to sustain the Spring Gulch Trail System. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we manage over 21 kilometers of unbelievable cross-country skiing pretty close to town for the residents of Carbondale and visitors as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And John?
I'm John Armstrong. I'm on the board of the Mount Sopris Nordic Council and quite involved and proud of Spring Gulch.
Hi.
I'm Amber. I'm with Colorado Cattlemen's Ag Land Trust. That's the last time we'll say that. I'm representing a land trust organization that works statewide to conserve private property in perpetuity.
Nice.
And I'm Molly Fales. I'm also with the Cattlemen's Ag Land Trust and a Carbondale native with some, my parents are members of the North Thompson Cattlemen's Association that owns the land under the Spring Gulch Nordic area, and Mom is on the board, so I'm just playing a lot of roles here.
Family legacy at this point, right? Cool. So I have a nasty confession to make. I have not been up to Spring Gulch.
Ever.
I know. Never. I've never made it up there. I've
you
heard
keep that to yourself.
It's I know. I don't
this
even
weekend,
know. I know. I'm gonna, like, if I don't make it up, I think I have to turn in my Carbondale card or something. Like,
yeah, you better be there.
Pretty
on Sunday.
True.
Right? I tried so hard, man. I got Katie and Kay and Cypress Sun credentials, but no Spring Gulch under my belt yet. So but everybody tells me the same thing, basically, which is that it's just this magical, pristine kind of backcountry without having to work to get into the backcountry. Did I get that right?
You did.
Well, and the great thing is, if you can walk, you can cross country ski. You may not start off as a great Nordic skier, but if you can walk, you can cross country, and it's so much fun.
Okay. This alpine skier is a little skeptical, but I've seen really pretty photos, and after hearing so many people tell me how beautiful it is up there, I'm gonna have to figure this out. So let's talk about, for our listeners like me who have heard of maybe Spring Gulch but aren't entirely sure where it is, or, you know, haven't ever done any cross-country skiing and all that good stuff, and they hear ski for Sisu. What is Sisu? Can we kind of talk about, I mean, it's the 27th one, so it's, it's old enough to drink and then some. and yet I think that there are definitely some people who it's just this separate outside world. They're not really sure what Ski for Sisu is.
Well, it is a funny name, and it's a Finnish name. It comes from a term that means kind of a magical and mystical quality of strength and determination that is truly Finnish, and determination in the face of great adversity and perseverance and all those great qualities. So it's a little bit intangible, but that's where the name Sisu came from. And one of our founders, Paul Lapala, I believe, came up with the name Sisu, and he was Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the name of one of the implements for grooming for the cross-country trails, and we ordered it, or they ordered it from Europe and had it shipped in, and it was, I think they called it a Sisu. And ironically, it was a dud. It didn't work very well on the trails, but the name endures.
Oh, no. Was that really what happened? The altitude got it, or?
I think yes, actually. Finland isn't very high. That's my understanding, but that's come down, so.
Wow, okay. Well, but look at what it's inspired, you know? No, that's neat. And yeah, this, I love the kind of story of the founders. John, you had emailed me this great anecdote that I didn't have the page count for in a newspaper. So now that I have you on the airwaves, can you kind of continue piggybacking on that narrative about, you know, just how Spring Gulch kind of came to be?
Yeah, and I don't know how in depth you want me to get into it, but Paul and Jenny Lapala moved from Evergreen to Carbondale about the same time I did, in I think 1970. And Paul actually bought a little building that was the blacksmith shop, and he owned the Village Smithy. And downstairs from him was a renter, a local man, Chris Landry, who was building beautiful hardwood looms, floor looms and table looms for weaving down in that space where the restaurant is now. And those two were very interesting and different men, and they were very motivated. They had this vision of having some cross-country ski area close to town. And I don't know how they actually found Spring Gulch as that great place to do it, but it was their inspiration and determination, their sisu that led to the development of the ski area. And again, if it wasn't for the cattlemen's, the ranchers, the Cattlemen's Land Trust, Sue Rogers with the Crystal River Ranch, all these different entities coming together, and as they say, you know, it takes a village. So that's kind of the beginning of it all.
Sure. That's actually one of my favorite things about Carbondale in general, is just there's such history. Like, you know, when you are going and having a McQuavos at the Smithy, you're sitting and living history of a ski area. And you know, Molly, I loved your quip earlier about how, you know, there's a lot more intertwining between, you know, cattlemen and Nordic skiing than you would ever think of when you're just looking at it from the outside in. So there's this beautiful, like, in the background web of people and connections that are making things happen that I think it's easy to take for granted when you're just using it. And that's kind of what Ski for Sisu is about, is not taking it for granted, right? Is that fair?
Exactly. You know, it's Spring Gulch only exists because the community supports it. You know, not too much unlike KDNK, where if it weren't for member contributions, generosity of all the locals in town, and successful fundraising events, we wouldn't be there at all. So, you know, cheers to everyone who supports us, and hopefully we can get everyone out there this weekend.
Yeah, because it's free to just go, but there's sort of an honor system. There are memberships that you can partake in. There's day of kind of donations, whatever you can sort of thing. And then Ski for Sisu, which is this Sunday, right?
Correct.
And so, and that starts at 9 a.m. And it's a big ski-a-thon where people, you can register online. Can you still register online?
You can. You can actually, you can just show up with the registration that you can download from springgulch.org.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So you can register. The idea is hopefully you can beg, borrow, and steal pledges from everyone in your network that'll
exactly.
give you so much money per kilometer you ski.
And if you can't gather pledges from your friends or coworkers or family or relatives, you can show up with $15. That's all it takes.
You're self-sponsored, baby.
Donate it to the cause and go ski. We'd love everyone to come up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have to be this crazy endurance athlete, John. Like you said, if you can walk, you can do this. Because there's three separate tracks, right?
There are. There's three courses. One's a 3 kilometer, which is very easy and flat. One's 10 kilometer and one's 12 and a half kilometer. So there'll be a few, you know, psychos out there trying to do as many kilometers as possible. I think last year someone did 62 and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
There'll be people that just do a 3K and hang out at the base area and volunteer and kind of party down there.
Cool.
That's yeah, where I'll be. So.
I know one thing I definitely learned when I first arrived in Colorado is never, ever trust a Coloradan when they say, oh, it'll be super easy. Love. And so, no, that's cool. That's cool. And that's, you know, just a big, that's the big fundraiser.
It's our big one for
cool.
sure. And we also have a silent auction there. We've got hundreds of items
nice.
Ranging from gift certificates to local restaurants to massages to, you know, Bristlecone gave $500 of
wow
gift cards, you know, just for the silent auction. So we've got a ton of stuff this year.
Cool.
And if anyone still wants to donate for the silent auction, they could even bring it up there. They could get in touch with us and
you will accommodate
it. Accommodate them.
Very cool. Very cool.
And Mike works really hard on the silent auction, and I think it's amazing. There's some really great deals.
Definitely.
And that event is a full 25% of our operating budget of what we survive on
wow.
to run the ski area. So it's really an important event.
Wow. No, that's neat. Yeah, I always love silent auctions at fundraisers and galas and things like that, just because it's such a tangible reminder of just another layer of support from the business community in addition to the individual skiers that show up and participate. So that's great. And it's not easy to put together, so kudos. speaking of kind of a party atmosphere, though, tonight there's an opportunity to kind of jump on that bandwagon early, right?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow close, night. Just close. Kidding.
we are going to do a kickoff event that will fundraise for and support the Cattlemen's Association, which holds the easement where Spring Gulch is located. So we also have some fun giveaways, and Batch has generously offered to kick 5% back to us. So we hope you'll all come out. We have some live music as well, and we will be there and able to kind of answer further some of the questions about how all of these entities are related. Pitkin County, the Mount Soper's Nordic Council, Cattlemen's Association, and North Thompson's Cattlemen's Association. So it's a lot of players that have made this happen for the town of Carbondale.
Definitely. And, you know, I think it's so cool. I think it's so neat that what you all are doing in terms of making what could be a sort of inaccessible language and concept very accessible via a pint night at Batch or, you know, a ski-a-thon up in the area. Because I think there are plenty of people who would very fairly hear land easement and their eyes glaze over and think, am I in a P&Z meeting?
Well, that is one of the biggest challenges of Molly and I's career is keeping people from glazing over. Because it really is interesting work, and it protects a lot of private land, both for private landowners and their needs from it, as well as the community, whether it just be vistas or in this wonderful case, they offer up the land during the winter for Nordic skiing. So it's all around, and unfortunately, it's not talked about more. So we're here to try to change that a little bit.
Yeah, private land conservation has a pretty incredible return on investment. CSU did a study last year at this point that I think showed that for every dollar the state invests in private land conservation, they get up to $12 back, which is pretty awesome.
That's an amazing return on investment. Yeah. More of that, please.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I'm sure, you know, somebody wanted to play devil's advocate could come back and say, well, wait a minute, aren't you, quote unquote, robbing? I mean, land use is sort of a zero sum game. So if it's being conserved and protected, then that's a development opportunity that no longer exists. So I yeah. I love that. No, but there's 120% return on investment on this, right? Like, yeah. So that's really neat. That's really neat. I didn't know about that study. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's a good one. And I, in preparing for this interview, one of the things that I learned about the Spring Gulch Nordic area and the history of the North Thompson's Cattlemen's Association, that's a lot to say, sorry.
That's their short name.
Yeah, is that part of the Spring Gulch access came about in the early 90s when there was a bit of a movement to get all of cattle off of public land in this valley. And there was kind of a counter movement called Cows Not Condos. And your comment about, well, this is a development opportunity is what sparked my memory on that. And isn't it so great that some of these landowners have conserved this property and that you get to look out at cattle and don't have big condos all over in Carbondale? You have open space still. So yeah, I think that's a pretty cool bit of history.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest conservation easement that Pitkin County Open Space and Trails is involved with, too.
Oh, really?
It's their biggest one, so it's great. It's integral.
Yeah. It's a big easement. It's just under 5,000 acres of private land, so it picks up almost all of Spring Gulch. There's a little bit of the Rafter Tea Trail that is on the Crystal River Ranch, which Sue Rogers has nicely let everybody use, but the easement actually stretches over and picks up the east side of Sunlight Ski Area as well. So if you like to ski the extreme, you are also on the conservation easement. So it's really phenomenal asset that the North Thompson Cattlemen have provided the community as a whole.
That is awesome. That is, I just, like I said, it's so neat because when you talk about, oh yes, we still have this open space, none of that needs to, should be taken for granted. And it's very, very intentional that it exists. And there's a lot of history there and hopefully a long future as well. I think we can all agree.
It's definitely a long future with easements because by nature, they are designed to last forever. So
yes,
it's not going anywhere. Right.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you all for all of your work and everything that you're providing the community. Best of luck with both of your events. I think that they both sound amazing. Yeah, that's great. Any final parting thoughts before I set you free into the world?
Well, thank you, Megan. I hope to see everybody out there on Sunday. It's going to be a great time. We need you out there. So let's make it happen.
Thanks a lot.
Definitely. No.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I just say thank you and thanks again to the families and the landowners that are part of the North Thompson Cattlemen's for making this all possible.
Yes.
Ranching and skiing. Yay.
Ranching and skiing. I don't think anything gets more quintessentially Colorado, right? Or at least not Western Slope.
At least awesome. Not more quintessentially Carbondale.
Yes. Yes. Well, I can't think of a better note to close out on than that.